Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. Glad to have you here today, and I want to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Sales Pilot Medical Sales Performance and Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is the premier online training and support platform for medical sales professionals. It will train you to sell effectively in the healthcare sales environment, but it doesn't just stop there. No, my friends, it also provides ongoing support all year long to help you to overcome the obstacles you face with difficult customers and an ever-changing industry. You can check it out at medicalsalesacademy.com. Also, look for notifications about the live events I will be doing. My next one is in April 2016 in Fort Lauderdale. You can get information at medicalsalesacademy.com/MSA Live. That's M as in Mike, S-A Live. Let's talk about medical sales because that's why you're here. Very often, I hear from people out in the field, and they're very frustrated by the outcomes of their sales calls. And that's pretty normal. Anytime you have a sales call that doesn't result in a sale, it doesn't move forward in some way, that is frustrating. But let's take a look at that. And specifically what I'm talking about are situations where someone says, Mace, I went on a sales call with the doctor, and the doctor, when he compared my product to what he's using, he said, I don't see any advantages to switching. Now, that's a very frustrating thing, especially if you've gone in there and you've shared all of your products or your services, features and benefits, and you think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, pardon the cliche, but it kind of fits, just a great product. You know how good it is. You know what a difference it could make for the doctor. I'll use the doctor as an example here. You know the difference it can make for him. You know the difference it could make for his patients. You know how it could just make everybody in the office happier because it just has a magical ability to transform the way that they work. But you have a problem. And the problem is that the customer told you in no uncertain terms that he doesn't see any advantages. So let's analyze that and really let's take a look at what that means. What it means is the way you presented your product, it looks and sounds exactly like what the doctor is using now. So is that the doctor's fault? No. If you want to assign blame, whose blame is it? Well, you're going to have to own it. You're going to have to say it's my fault because I wasn't able to help the customer to distinguish between what I offer and what he's currently using. So a lot of times when I hear from sales reps who are saying, the doctor doesn't see any advantages, what do I do? You're kind of in a situation where the horse has run out of the barn and the door is already closed. You know, you want to get the horse back in the barn. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. It can be done. But the reality is, when this type of situation evolves, when you have a customer who looks at your product and says, I don't see any advantages to using yours, or Yours is $100 more or $200 more, and the cost is basically the same, so I'm just going to keep using what I'm using. When that happens, it's because you fail to differentiate the products. So how do you fix that? Well, the way to fix it is to, first of all, when you walk into a sales presentation or a sales conversation, are you very clear in your mind where the differences are between your product and what the customer is currently using? And don't just say, I know how mine's different. I know how mine's better. No, that's not the question. The question is, are you very clear about the conversation you're going to have, about the talking points you're going to share that truly differentiate your product from the current product, from the competitive product that your customer is using? I could tell you from working with sales reps for the last 30 plus years that most people don't achieve that level of clarity before they go in on a sales call. Most of them have the attitude that I'm going to wing it. I know my product really well. I'm going to wing it. Well, guess what? Your job as a sales representative is not to share everything that you know about your product. Your job is to go in there and identify opportunities, to look for those gaps. See, here's the thing. If you want to sell something to a medical provider, a healthcare provider, you have to identify the gaps in his or her world, and your product or service has to be able to fill those gaps. If it doesn't, then it's going to be a Me Too product, and the only differentiator usually when you're in that situation is what? Yes. If you said price, you are absolutely correct. If you didn't say price, I don't know what you said, but the answer is probably not right. Your job as a medical sales professional is to either identify or create those opportunities. Now, how do you create opportunities? Here's the reality. Your customers are really smart people. And as a result of their intelligence and their position of being experts in their world, they oftentimes feel, and this is perfectly normal, this isn't a put down, but they oftentimes feel like they know all they need to know about a particular situation, including the product or services they're using to treat patients or to perform a certain function. Your job is to go in there where there are deficiencies in their knowledge. And I use deficiencies in a very kind way. I'm not saying they're deficient, but you can't know everything. Your expertise is really focusing on one product. I mean, let's say that you sell a heart valve. Your expertise is really on being able to differentiate your heart valve from all the other heart valves that are out there. The doctor's job is to understand everything there is to know about cardiac surgery and how to use heart valves. But if there are true nuances in the heart valve that you sell versus the heart valve that the doctor is currently using, or all of the heart valves that he's familiar with, your job is really to help him or her to be able to see and distinguish what those differences are. And once the customer is able to recognize those distinctions between what he's using and what you're offering, your job then becomes being able to identify the gaps that I just mentioned. In other words, what isn't that heart valve, for example? Where are the deficiencies with that heart valve? Perhaps it has to do with ease of implantation, durability, survivability, perhaps the materials, potential for any advantage to using your product. This will never, ever happen, or seldom happen. I should say seldom happen, because of course it's going to happen. But it will happen much less frequently when you really take the time to help the customer to distinguish your product and the advantages of your products, the specific benefits that will help him to fill those gaps compared to what he is using now. Now, I said a moment that I will talk about what to do when the horse is out of the barn and the door is closed, because this happens a lot. You know, you've had the sales conversation and you say, oh gosh, I blew it. You know, that guy was, you know, he's a high volume surgeon and, you know, he already knows about the product. Here's what I recommend you do in that situation. Walk back in like you have a brand new product that the doctor's never seen before. And here's why you could do that. Because when you deliver a poor presentation, a poor sales conversation the first time, it's not going to be memorable. Remember, your customers have a lot of sales reps coming in. They have a lot of things on their mind. They're seeing many different products over and over and over again. But here's the main thing. When you come in the second time, don't make the mistakes that you made the first time. Don't come in there and just start talking about your product and you know, vomiting all these features and benefits all over the place. Because if you do, you're going to find yourself in the same situation that you did the previous time, which is the customer saying, I don't see any advantage, and your product costs more. So you're going to come in there and really take a professional approach, like I teach in my seminars, like we talk about in Medical Sales Academy. And by doing this, you're going to get the customer so excited about hearing about a solution, because your conversation is going to be focusing on the gaps. You can't offer a solution when there's no need for a solution. That's what so many sales representatives do. They walk in, they start saying, here's my solution, this, 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 and this. And then when the customer says, well, you know, I got to be honest with you, I don't have a problem, the sales rep is saying, man, that guy's an idiot. He does have a problem and he doesn't even know it. Well, no, the customer doesn't have an idiot. The problem is that you didn't help him to identify where those gaps are before you offered a solution. And by the way, don't offer a solution. So many reps do that. You know, they ask great questions. They do a great job of uncovering needs and identifying those gaps. And then they just throw everything but the kitchen sink at the customer. Start selling like a professional. Instead of just offering solutions, position a solution. Positioning a solution is when you are specifically showcasing very, very specific benefits of your product that solve a very, very specific problem, challenge, or meet the needs that the customer is looking for. You're not throwing the kitchen sink at them. That's what a professional does. And also when you do that, when you focus on the issues, when you focus on those gaps, your customer is rarely going to say, I don't see any advantages. And here's the other thing. When a customer says that he doesn't see any advantages, and you've spoken about specific issues, specific benefits, you are now in a position to challenge the customer on that. And when I say challenge, I don't mean, you know, get in his face and say, hey, dude, you know, what's up with that? I mean, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't want to take that approach. But when someone says, I don't see any advantages, you go back to the points you discussed and say, you know, we just talked about this and how this product could offer a benefit. You mentioned that you have this gap, that this particular product isn't performing or it could be better in this area. I've shown you how my product addresses that issue. Tell me where you feel this won't meet your needs or where you have some hesitancy in terms of moving forward. And then shut up. I don't say that to be rude, but salespeople talk too much. When you ask a question, just shut up. Let the customer tell you now why he feels that there's no advantage with your product. Because when you have that information, when you have that information, you have something to work with. You're, of course, you're an expert at overcoming objections. If you're not an expert at overcoming objections, you might want to check out Medical Sales Academy. By the way, every time I mention Medical Sales Academy, is that a self-serving plug for my course that will help you to sell more? Well, partially. I want you to know about it. But it's not only self-serving because it's going to serve you as well. I put this course together because people have these challenges. If you're not closing deals, there's a reason for it. I just shared in this podcast one of the reasons. You know, when a customer says, I don't see any advantage, it's because you're not positioning an advantage. You're not identifying the gaps and positioning an advantage that will solve the problem. So you need to start doing that. I have one way of teaching you to do that. If you want to seek the solution through other sales trainers, sales speakers, be my guest. Understand that the solution that I prepared for you is specific for medical sales professionals. You won't have to extract it. You won't have to experiment with trial and error. It will tell you exactly how to do it so you're not going out there and burning through customers who are the most valuable thing in your territory. Your customers are the most valuable thing. So I've shared a lot with you today, but the bottom line is I'm going to ask you to own the outcome when you're selling in your territory. Anytime you don't receive the outcome you want, there's a reason that is traceable directly back to what it is that you're doing, what you're saying in the sales process. And when I say sales process, please tell me you have a sales process. I mean a documented step-by-step sales process. You have to have that. If you don't have that, then you're already behind the curve. And any of your competitors who have a sales process, they're going to beat you. Plain and simple, because they know exactly what to do when something's not working out. They know exactly where to go when the customer says no, says maybe, or says it's not on the GPO contract. They know exactly what to do. If you don't have a sales process, maybe that's one of the first things you want to do. Create a sales process. If you want help with that, get in touch with me. I will help you to create a sales process. But own the results, own the outcomes in your territory. Because at the end of the day, the buck stops with you. It is your job to sell the customer. It is your job to show the customer how your product is a better choice than what he or she is using now. And if the customer can't determine that, don't blame the customer. You either have a product which is deficient, which is very unlikely. You know, I work with medical device pharmaceutical companies all the time, and they all have great products. And in almost every situation, there is a way of distinguishing that product from whatever the customer is using. You have to be able to do that. If you can't distinguish your product, then you better have a lower price. And if you don't have a lower price and you're not able to distinguish the product, then the only thing that's going to sell it is luck and hope. And believe me, my friends, luck and hope in the medical device world, in the healthcare world, in the biotechnology world, luck and hope is not a plan. Lots of information, right? This is a great industry. It's a wonderful industry, and you have opportunities to make such a difference. But you can't sell intuitively in a changing world. It's getting tougher and tougher. You have to sell strategically. I'm here to help you to do that. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any comments about what I said today, please go to the comments section under the podcast and let me know your thoughts, good, bad, or indifferent. I want to know what you're thinking. And above all else, do what you can to make a difference for the patient and the provider, because being able to be a part of the industry who returns people to good health or improves their health, it's truly an honor. And if you're in medical sales, you're really one of the silent torchbearers. You know, people don't know you. The medical sales rep never gets the accolades when your product is used to give a patient a great outcome. The accolades go to the institution, the doctor, and that's how it should be. But when you do a great job, you could take a lot of pride in knowing that you've contributed to helping somebody. And the really cool thing, when you do this well, you make a professional level income for doing it. I feel very comfortable arguing that it's worth putting in the effort to sell as the most effective medical sales professional that you can be. So let me finish off this podcast the way I finish off all the other podcasts, and that is, remember, no matter what you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Check out Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com. I'll see you on the next Medical Sales Podcast. This is Mace Haroff. Go out and make a difference. Bye for now.